Welcome to Quality One of Becoming an Intentional Creator, Connecting with People. We're going to discuss the walls of resistance, then awakening empathy and intuition, the seven principles of intrinsic validation, and the characteristics and affirmations of connecting with people. Walls of resistance. Intentional creation is not a solo act. Creation requires cooperation and productivity from other people. One major problem: everyone has a wall of resistance damming back a huge reservoir of cooperation and productivity. Go back in time to one of those moments in your life. Remember when you were so excited about a new idea or a ground floor opportunity that you could hardly sleep? You believed everyone would want to do it with you if they would just listen and experience what you have experienced. Remember how their eyes started to glaze over just as you got to the good stuff and you couldn't even get a reaction out of them other than a yawn? It was as if they were on a different planet. Do you remember? Did you scream, at least inside, I just don't have time for this right now. Why can't they just get it? This is not rocket science. This is so simple. This is exactly what they need. This is the answer to all their problems. Why can't they see it? It is crystal clear. What's wrong with them? Why won't they listen? And when you exited this conversation, did you stomp your foot or kick a rock and exclaim, "Can you imagine what I could accomplish if I didn't have to involve people?" Dr. Hartman, who created the foundational axiological mathematics used in the intentional creation assessment, reported that people hold back a significant portion of their cooperation and productivity until they feel valued as a human being. How much do they hold back? He reported that on average, and in non-adversarial relationships, 40% of their total capacity. Now, this is true of those closest to us. Imagine how much more cooperation and productivity might be held back by those we do not know. Furthermore, what might happen to this wall of resistance when we attempt to convince or persuade or sell or recruit one of these people? Reflect on a time when a stranger called you at an inopportune time and attempted to sell you something. Did your wall of resistance go up or go down? Fighting the reality of this wall is much like being angry with the sun for coming up before we get enough sleep. We can continue to crash into these walls, bloody our foreheads, and live in frustration, or we can learn how to quickly and efficiently take them down. Choose the latter, and you'll become the beneficiary of a rich reservoir of cooperation and productivity. In the past, we may have attempted to access this reservoir by throwing up all over someone's wall. You know, blah, blah, blah. Well, be warned, when we vigorously project our agenda or baggage on someone's wall, some of it predictably splashes back on us. It's called rejection, and it will leave a bad taste in our mouth. Blinded by urgency, excitement, or enthusiasm, have you ever thrown up all over someone's wall? If yes, how did they respond? How did you react? Did you feel rejected or hurt or disappointed? Well, here's another option. Ogg tells us that, quote, muscle can split this shield and even destroy life, end quote. We can attempt to access this reservoir by breaking down the wall with intimidation and manipulation, coercion, the need to be right or the need to fix everyone and everything. Initially, we may get our way, but the chronic use of this option drains the life out of people, burns bridges of communication, and ultimately destroys relationships. Metaphorically speaking, ever been the victim of a sledgehammer-yielding companion or former friend, pushy salesperson, co-worker, supervisor, or boss? There is a third option for taking down these walls of resistance, and it is a very rich option. It aptly qualifies for Robert Frost's poetic invitation to take a road less traveled. we can consciously choose to take down the walls of resistance with love. Let's turn to the Greeks for a better understanding of this universal word. The Greeks had four different words for our single word, love. Eros, which means sensual feelings. Pia, maternal or protective feelings. Philo, feelings of acceptance or being accepted. And then a very special word, agape. A-G-A-P-E, agape. Having a heightened level of awareness. The first three Greek words for love reference emotions. The fourth word, agape, references a state of mind, a heightened level of awareness. Agape love requires that we climb up above and out of our personal agenda and baggage, you know, those sabotaging thought processes, and become aware of another person's challenges, their needs and desires and hopes and dreams and pain and joy. From up here, free of personal bias and prejudice and urgency and frustration, we can more clearly see the whole picture and more willingly acknowledge another person's ideas, their opinions, beliefs, their values, their agendas, concerns, and any challenges they might be experiencing. We can more easily let go of the need to be right and agree or even fix or offend or be offended. We can acknowledge and honor a person's right to be on this planet. We will see them as a human being and not as an object. We will step into their world, accurately assess where they are, and choose to act appropriately and wisely. In short, we will be walking, talking role models for intentional creation. Ogg writes, only the unseen power of love, this agape love, this heightened level of awareness, can open the hearts of men. And until I master this art, I will remain no more than a peddler in the marketplace. I will make this my greatest weapon, and none on whom I call can defend against its force. End quote. Perhaps you know what it feels like to be a peddler in the marketplace, and instinctually you didn't like it. If you have chosen a career that requires you to convince, persuade, or sell or recruit others, perhaps this feeling has contributed to any reluctance or fear you may experience when attempting connection. Are you ready to become a master of connection instead of a peddler of opinions? A master of connection is a good listener. A master steps into someone's world, values that person as a human being, and creates a safe place where there is no need for walls. When successful, walls of resistance come down and cooperation and productivity flood out. A master never asks, when is it my turn? They would rather listen than be heard. They would rather experience the joy that comes from creating connection than the need to be recognized. As a result, the flood of cooperation and productivity a master connector receives increases exponentially the speed of intentional creation. Og Mandino calls this process, quote, the greatest secret of success in all ventures, end quote. And then he emphatically states that, quote, if I have no other qualities, I can succeed with love alone, this agape love, this heightened level of awareness. Without it, I will fail, though I possess all the knowledge and skills of the world, end quote. Imagine learning how to step into someone's world and successfully take down this wall of resistance. Imagine being the beneficiary of a 40% plus reserve of cooperation and productivity, currently dammed up, awaiting release, and with everyone we meet. Now imagine the difference this could make in our personal and professional relationships. Imagine the profound difference this could make in the world. In summary, imagine the difference this would make in our ability to intentionally create the world we desire. You know, there's never been a better time in history to master this art. With the financial strain being experienced by so many, walls of resistance are high, but never so thin. The energy required by most to support their wall is enormous. Pride can contribute, but even more destructive is a belief that everyone else looks okay. Well, don't be deceived by outward appearances. People are in need of good listeners. Admittedly, good listeners are rare. Is it time to become rare? The rewards are huge. An outpouring of cooperation and productivity from others. The creation of deep and lasting trust-filled relationships. And financial abundance.